the Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Mary Clayton comes in at 3 in the morning and records her fantastic part for that song. Love it. Give me shelter. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, attention, fescue homeowners. Listen up. If your lawn is struggling right now, topdressing.com wants to help you out. Your friends at topdressing.com have a solution for you. They can aerate, oversee. They can top dress. They can hack your fescue lawn. They can actually rescue your fescue. You see it on golf courses all the time. They're doing it now for your fescue yard. Topdressing.com will book you a free quote online. Topdressing.com, you can call 888-850-1850, 888-850-1850. Tell them you got referred to by The Roar. You'll like these good folks. Topdressing.com, special online right now. Topdressing.com, you can call 888-850-1850. Rescue your fescue. Couple of quick text, and then we'll get to phone calls from everybody on hold. Stevie from Simpsonville getting back in. Mickey and the original Sam. Can I get an impromptu top five? Top five late game tailgate fixins. I'm going to go total tailgate here. Unlike the Bojangles fixins part. And I would say, you know, nowadays, if you've got the portable egg, the portable Blackstone, the portable Traeger, you can get those out there, and you can do so much more. So, you know, if you've got the Blackstone, get you some, you know, some non-traditional tailgate stuff. So get your hibachi at a tailgate. That'd be great, right? You can do some smash burgers. You can always do that. You can always, like you said, Sam, during the break, you can always get with the hamburgers and hot dogs and have that staple over there. Let me give you the quick top five. Number five, if you've got the Blackstone, get you some a Philly cheesesteak. Like, that's a good tailgate deal. And also, you can keep them in the tin foil to keep them warm for everybody. You know, your stragglers that come along or aren't ready to eat, that'll keep well. The convenience of it, that at any point in time, you just reach over and grab you a little half of a pimento cheese sandwich. You know, it might be hot outside, pimento cheese. You don't want a hot, hot sandwich or anything like that. And you, some of you don't want to mess up your drinking, so you want a little something light in there. But a little half of a sandwich. You got to cut them in halves, by the way. Because sometimes you don't want a full one. But it's got to be on white bread, so you know that. I have to tell you that. Number three, Sam, mac and cheese. You know, I don't care what occasion you're at. It could be a funeral. It could be a wedding. The happiest or the saddest times of your life.
There
mac
needs to be mac and cheese in the building. Fresh homemade mac and cheese. I mean, it's got to be there.
It picks you up when you're down. After a loss of mac and cheese, you know, heat the mac and cheese back up.
It just handles business. It gets the job done. Simple.
Celebrate the win. That's right. Mac and cheese is there for you. Number two, a little low country boil. You know, you get the shrimp. You get the sausage. I'm going to eat like a million sausages out of it. Maybe some corn. Then you got to bring the dental floss maybe. But might stay away from that. But a little little Old Bay sauce on there. So you get a little low country bowl. And then finally, number one, part of this is the hot time of year now, but part of it is the anticipation of it. But, you know, you got the one seasoned tailgate guy over there that kind of runs everything. For me, it's my good friend Bobby Skelton. You got to add a little homemade ice cream. It's churning over there, or you might have made it earlier. It's sitting in the cooler. You know it's in there, and you're waiting for him to break it out. And you kind of like ask him, hey, you know, can I get this thing broken out a little bit? Let's kind of go to there.
Vanilla bean?
Yeah, it's vanilla. Of course it's vanilla.
Three different texts on the sandwich cutting formula for Mickey Plow.
Half sandwiches cut down the middle, corner to corner. You know, either way, I don't mind either way. I think that's up to you.
On the fence.
Really? What do you got a go-to there?
No, I don't. But the question was for you, so I get to plead the fifth. You're
there is no
the
me. It's us,
one.
Sam. It's us.
Yeah, that's true.
Shrimp and grits now. Now, you grew up all over the country. You're a shrimp and grit guy. I love shrimp and grits.
I think corner to corner almost. I'm a fan
corner
of that.
Corner to corner? All right, I don't mind. I'll allow that.
I can't say I really care.
0805 says...
It's getting consumed either way.
0805 says boiled peanuts. Yeah, that's a go-to. You can't eat too much of the sodium, though. But yeah, the go-to for that one. And then it, you know, it's spelled boiled peanuts, but everybody knows it's burl peanuts. Couple of quick things here. Peach homemade ice cream. I'll allow that.
Corner to corner. You set up that first corner bite,
yeah,
and it just sets the stage for the rest of the rest of the enjoyment process. Yeah. I think it enhances it.
My Texas chicken bog. Love the chicken bog. And you know what I like with chicken bog now? And I don't eat on anything else, but a little relish on a chicken bog. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little hot sauce. Like heat the thing up a little bit for you, a little chicken bog. So there's a little top five for you for what you, and you should have this planned all the way, you know, by the way. But what we're doing there, much like what the TV game did, with the, you know, the portable, the satellites and all that, it's game changing tailgates when you have TVs. It's game changing now that you can bring your portable Blackstone, your portable Big Green Egg, your portable Traeger out there and tailgate with those things.
Game is too easy.
I like those ones my tailgate I get invited to where they pull the whole stinking trailer behind them. Those guys. A little pulled pork slider with baked beans, texture says. Yeah. You know, you really want to get that thing done. Get out there about 8 in the morning and get me by game time. Get me a little brisket. Hmm. Oh, yeah. Good one.
3 days away, folks.
Can smell it. Speaking of smelling it, have you smelled any corn dogs? Have we had any LSU fans? Has anybody cited? I think today's the day you'll start to see LSU fans around town, around Greenville, around Clemson.
Texter said inflatable couch.
Inflatable couch is an invention.
Look at the things that we've got to work with these days.
Oh, yeah. Now, and some of these tailgate chairs these people are doing now. You got the zero gravity tailgate chairs.
I was going to say there's something about the crappy lawn chair though.
No, you can't do that. You got to go spend some money on that stuff.
I'm not saying like bottom of the barrel, but like, you know, you're going to like your kid's softball or baseball tournament, something. You got a decent little lawn chair out there.
Yeah.
I almost feel like the inflatable couch is too fancy for the occasion.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, if you've got a TV in front of you,
when you put a TV in front of me, I'm zoned out.
You need a couch.
I'm the worst tailgater because I'm not talking to anybody. I'm watching the game. Like, don't talk to me. I'm trying to watch the game. Like, I won't tailgate Saturday. I'm watching. If I can watch Texas and Ohio State, I hope I can. I don't know about this Fox thing.
Yeah, we'll see. They do this every year.
And then I'll go, I'll watch first half of Alabama, Florida State, and I'll either walk. I don't know if I'm walking or driving now. And then go in the press box, watch the second half. So
we got sandwich corner cutting rankings. I mean, we've got some.
Yeah, yeah.
This has sparked a ton of
discussion. It's time, man. It is here. Georgia Greg, good morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
Great. Are you a corner to corner guy, or you cut it halfway on those pimento cheese sandwiches?
I usually just eat. Usually when I get the sandwich in front of me, I want to eat so fast I don't have time to cut it.
That's it. You don't even cut it down. You just go ahead and eat the whole thing.
Right. No, I don't even cut it.
I like it, man. I like it. No doubt. How you doing?
Got a couple things for you. Right. What's Marshall bringing to Athens this weekend? Don't know anything about him.
Marshall is bringing a new coach, half a new team. Half the team from Marshall left to go down to Southern Miss. And I will tell you this. I joked earlier about knowing less about North Carolina than any team in the country. If there's at least with Southern Miss, you know, because if you watched Marshall last year, you watched Southern Miss this year. So I don't know anything about Marshall. I'm going to ask Dane Young at 8:05 this morning. Marshall might be the team I know less about than any team in the country right now because their team left. They transferred out, and they followed their coach down to Southern Miss. I don't know, man. I have no clue what to expect. I don't think very good. I mean, what's the spread? 30? Is it 37?
Yeah, and you know, those are ones with Georgia. I mean, it depends on how Georgia comes. What I hope to see out of Georgia this year, and I don't know from a positive, optimistic side. Hoping Gunnar Stottman turns out one of those leaders like Jake Fromm. He's not that prototypical NFL player, but he leads a team. He, like, you know, Fromm led the team deep in 17, 18. Stotman doesn't have Chubb and Michelle, but he does have maybe a better overall collection of weapons. I guess time will tell. So just hope he's able to use them, hope the offensive line's better. And that's what I'm hoping out of the offense, and I'm hoping from the defense. You got, I wouldn't say no names because, of course, Georgia has a lot of high-known recruits, but a lot of young, unproven players, and I hope they come out like a no-name defense and just play fast and hard.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. But one quick note, and just to finish on the Marshall thing, because I do want to talk more about Georgia. Marshall, all three wide receivers and five of their top – matter of fact, let me give you all this right now. At wide receiver, six, seven, eight, nine of their top 10 wide receivers are transfers. The three offensive linemen are transfers. The quarterback's a transfer. All three top running backs are transfers. On defense, eight starters will be transfers. And on defense, 16 of their 22 are transfers. Matter of fact, they've only had, let me see if I'm right saying this, 24 of their 20 of their 33 on defense, on the depth chart of defense, are transfers. So no clue. But with that said, yeah, here's the deal. This game's about Georgia and about seeing players at Georgia. And you say no name. Well, if you go back recruiting-wise, these aren't no-name guys because these are 4 and 5 stars everywhere. And so, you know, you get to see an Elijah Griffin on Saturday for the first time. You know, you get to see more Jordan Hall. I think it's going to be a superstar for you. But these guys, you know, these young, the C.J. Wileys of the world, you know, these freshmen and these young players, you get to unveil some really good football players for the first time Saturday.
Mickey, do you think Ellis Robinson has under been what he was supposedly going to be, or you think he's just got a lot of really good competition? I'm curious on how that's going to play out.
I still think he's young. Remember now, he's just a redshirt freshman. He was able to redshirt last year, okay? So I think the message board guy loves – might be the most popular player in Georgia history because you saw the guys get beat last year and said put in Robinson. I would just trust the staff on this. And it's because he's a redshirt freshman, it's too early to give up on him and think, you know, his story's not to be written yet. His development will be the key. There's some tools there, you know, that he, you know, five stars and a big recruiting guy. And but that story's still to be written yet. I don't know that answer yet. Now, at the end of this year, middle of this year, we can find a little bit of it out. But it looks like Harris is going to start, and obviously Everett's going to start. He might be your third corner. I don't know. It might be, you know, your freshman. I think they think a lot of this Kelly kid at cornerback. So, I don't know. We'll see.
One thing, Georgia's just never really had that one just total shutdown corner that we've got. It's always been, and that's always left us exposed at times. I think that's why a lot of Georgia fans were hoping he was, you know, the Sartain or something like that, that we've always wanted to have.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Too early to tell, though. It's a redshirt friend. Let's let him – his story's not been written yet. Let's see where he goes.
All right, got a question for you.
All right.
Looking at Clemson LSU, I see the huge home field advantage. I see the positive aspects Clemson has coming into this game. I see the potential with the coaching staff. Luke is awesome. Allen is proven. So for me, as a just kind of a competitive fan looking at it outside, I would say I really heavily favor Clemson. Now, here's my question for you. Last year when Clemson was on a big roll, Louisville came to town. Sell me on how that's not going to happen in the first game for y'all this year.
Well, I think Louisville kind of snuck up on Clemson. They didn't have Clemson's full attention. Middle of the season, you see that sometimes, middle of the season. I think it's off an open date maybe. And just didn't, or maybe going in the open date, whatever that is. This is an opening game. This is a top 10 matchup. LSU has Clemson's full attention. I'm going to give Louisville credit, though. I don't think anybody thought Isaac Brown, and as good as Caden Durden is for LSU, he's not Isaac Brown. I think Isaac Brown's as good a back as there is outside of the two Penn State kids. You know, this is an All-American. Right. It's the best player in the ACC, maybe. And Clemson didn't play well, missed some field goals, turned it over, couldn't stop the run. There's a lot in there. But that was kind of a weird game where Louisville just controlled the clock and third down conversions and all that. I don't think – and the crowd was kind of like it was a ho-hum deal, and all of a sudden they got down and couldn't fight back. I think that LSU has Clemson's full attention. Put it this way. Nussmeier's good enough, and Aaron Anderson and Chris Hilton and Berrien Brown and Caden Durham and Weeks and Perkins, they're good enough to beat Clemson because they've got their attention. If they beat them, it's because LSU is very talented. And I picked LSU to go to the playoffs this year. I think LSU is going to evolve into a really good football team. But at this point in time, they've got Clemson's full attention, where I'm not sure Louisville did.
All right, so this is how I see things. I think Clemson's going to come out firing. And I've seen Clemson in that kind of mode where they come out pumped up and really guns and jump out so much where LSU, even the talent can never come. So that's what I see. That's why I just wanted to get your feel on it, see if that's how I see it coming playing out. So
yeah, but both these teams are good enough. If you turn it over, you lose the game. If you give up a bunch of big plays, to me, if you keep Berrien Brown and Anderson Hilton, if you keep those guys from long explosive plays, tackle them, get them on the ground, and don't give up the cheapie, and you don't turn it over, you can win. But those are players now. They get behind you. They can make plays.
Oh yeah, you can. Well, I mean, I really didn't think Oregon would beat Ohio State at the beginning of the year, and they did. Obviously, yeah. At the end, it was shown that Ohio State was a much better team, but yeah. Oregon got them at the
– Well, two good football teams. You know, when your teams are – both these teams are good enough to win, and so it's just going to be execution, and that's what will be unveiled, whoever executes. We'll see. All right, buddy. Always appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Take care of yourself. Sam, you want the countdown clock? I've got it right here. Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. The Lululemon sale, by the way, 40% off. The Pegasus, those Nike shoes are out. You've got the hats, the sideline collection, the Nike sideline apparel. They've got all the collections. The Tiger Sports Shop collection looks great. The Collars & Company, the Cutter and the Buck, and the Southern Tide and the Johnny O, they've got you covered there. Check out everything online at tigersports.com. College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, 50th anniversary of tigersports.com. And most importantly, countdown clock. 2 days, 17 hours, 37 minutes, 42 seconds. Tigers and Tigers in Death Valley. Short break. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you after this.
2 years ago, Bobby Carpenter completed treatments for knee pain at QC Kinetics. So we're checking in with the former college and pro football player to see how he's doing.
I've been asked a lot, how long does this last? How long does it work? I go, I've had mine for a couple years, and everything feels very good. It feels just as good as it did when I started to turn the corner.
Bobby's an active husband, dad, and business owner. That's why 2 years ago, he heard about QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and he knew he could trust them for his chronic knee pain.
And thankfully, with QC Kinetics, I was able to go through this and my activities are the same as it was. I'm able to coach my kids in sports. I can play golf. I can go run.
QC Kinetics patients like Bobby don't miss a beat. No surgery or rehab, just freedom from debilitating joint pain. Ready for lasting relief from joint pain? Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation and see if you're a good candidate.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself. to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Football season is here, and there's not a better place to take in all the games August 30th in the new Southern Weaving Food Hall on the Doodle Trail in Easley. Check out their four dining options and full bar. Bring the kids for face painting and a balloon artist. They'll have all the games starting with Texas at Ohio State right through the end of LSU at Clemson. You will have to see Southern Weaving Food Hall to believe it. 210 Fern Street, Easley on the Doodle Trail. Like and follow them on all social media platforms for all events.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
I'm a Tiger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Epicenter for college football this weekend is going to be at Lakeside Lodge. They're going to be rocking over there tomorrow night, Friday night, all day, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Labor Day weekend, the pool. They'll be out there. They'll be tailgating. They'll be watching games and getting brunch and lunch and dinner. And a lot of folks stay in there short term, or a lot of folks owning their own condo there and then renting it out maybe, or even staying there. So it's the place to be. Lakeside Lodge gets the great food. If you come in town looking for that place to have a good time and get some good food in the process, or maybe stay, or maybe even buy a great condo. Think about it. Lakeside Lodge. My friend Steve and Leighton did a terrific job with this. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. Check them out. They do an incredible job for you. Sam, I was reminded I made one mistake in my top five list. You know, top five's off the top of your head, kind of like win game. How did I forget deviled egg? The thing about the deviled egg is that if you got deviled eggs, I try not to make it obvious, but I'll get two to start out with, and then every once in a while I'll make sure nobody's looking, and I'll sneak over and like pop another one, you know. I eat those things like Tic Tacs. And deviled eggs are great in the hot time of year, but they're best when they're a little warm, but you know, sitting out all day long, Yeah, yeah, deviled eggs, man. And that one kind of keeps you going a little bit. It's kind of like the pimento cheese sandwich. It's not a filling thing, but you got to get a little deviled egg in there. So I can't believe I left that one off. Jack is right here in Easley, one of our neighbors now. Jack, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy. Thanks for hanging on so long.
Yes, sir. No problem. I just want to get a quick question. I was making my own bracket, and I didn't realize that the conferences weren't the top four seeds anymore, so right. I got to fix that. But anyways, one thing I really was struggling on was picking a group of five team. And I talked to Walt yesterday to tell him my team and to see what his was, because I missed your guys' kickoff show, and I'm sure you gave your projections there. But I picked UTSA, and that's pretty much just a shot in the dark. I had seen their name put around, and I looked at their schedule, and looked like they had a favorable schedule to win the conference and to not lose any games along the way. But I just was curious on your pick and maybe even Sam's pick, and then I'll take it off the air. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the phone call. This is a tough one. They go to A&M this weekend, by the way, and if they play well, you know, going into the American Conference, that maybe that gives us some momentum going into that. I would say this, Sam. I did not like what I saw from UNLV, but it's the first game. Boise State is the only of the ranked teams, and they're the hot team, and so we'll see there. I like Tulane. I like Navy. I like Army. To me, this feels like an American Conference kind of deal. If not, you know, Liberty would be in my rankings a little bit, maybe a James Madison in there a little bit. I would love, my heart wants it to be Army and Navy, like fighting it out for that deal there. But if either Boise State, James Madison, or an American Conference team, and let me just I gave you a Navy on the show there. Let me give you Tulane, though, to make that one out of the American Conference.
Tulane, quarterback-wise, is really well set, whether it's Simonzo or Retzlaff, which will probably be Retzlaff here down the stretch, but you just don't know because he got in so late. He's going to start, I would assume, but it's going to take him some time to probably get himself acclimated. Tulane's an interesting one. Boise State is the favorite for obvious reasons, I would say, for this, because they return a lot of talent. They return their quarterback, and it's Boise State. They're really not a mid-major. They right. count as one. It's Gonzaga, basically. But so much of that offense last year was Ashton Gentry and him just blowing over bad teams. Not to take away from what he did. He was really good against good teams, too. He killed Oregon. But so much of the offense was him, and he's not there, and you can't replicate him.
Yeah.
I've said it a couple times. Can I interest you in a sleeper Toledo team?
You have.
I don't think it will be them, but I think their offense is going to be really good. I think Jason Candle is one of the most underrated head coaches in the country.
Agreed.
Probably doesn't happen, but let's get some action in there.
No, I can see that. I've got no problem with picking Toledo.
I fear the offensive line is very bad, but it's a MAC team. What are you going to... If it's not Boise State, it's going to be someone that you don't really expect, I think.
All right.
UTSA, not a bad pick, though.
Can I talk you into this?
UTSA is going to be pretty good offensively.
Can I talk you into Toledo beating Kentucky?
You can talk me into Kentucky not winning a game this year if you talk hard enough. I don't know who's on the schedule week two in the Gibbies. I don't think Kentucky's going to win a single conference game this year.
I'd agree with that. What is the spread? Let me get this one. What's our spread for Kentucky and Toledo on Saturday?
Junior Vandross to the moon, folks.
All right, bear with me a second.
Watch this team win six games. They'll win six games, and then you guys can laugh at me in December, but we're throwing darts at the wall with the G5s.
Yeah. Boise State goes to Notre Dame this year, so they've got a chance to impress there.
That's the thing. There was a stretch last year where Boise State was like an at-large contender anyway. They were like the 10th team in the country, period.
Sure.
They wouldn't have made it, but with Oregon on the schedule last year, they almost beat them. They schedule really tough every year, which also helps them when the committee looks at these things.
How about this? How about Toledo?
Peanut says it's at 9.
9.5.
Man, yep. Give me Toledo.
I agree.
I'll take Toledo outright.
I agree.
I'll
totally
Toledo
agree
outright.
With
I'm rooting
I'm
for
with
Toledo
you.
Here.
I am with you for sure. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hal's been hanging on forever. Hal, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Another thing that happened, South Hunter Renfro being
Wade was at the Phil Maffa is out for the season with some kind of injury, and another thing that happened is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged in
I didn't know that. Just kidding. It was everywhere yesterday, man. And I guess that's big news to somebody somewhere. Honest to goodness, I said this before, and people will, when you bring a Taylor Swift song up, like if you play it to me, I go, yeah, I think I've heard that song, but I don't know a Taylor Swift song off the top of my head. Like, I can't sit here and say, for a $100 bill, name a Taylor Swift song. But when I hear one, I think I can say, oh, I've heard that song before. But
and also, Mickey, Kenny Pickett ended up being released, and he's become a journeyman. I thought he'd be with Pitt.
They traded him though, right, Sam? Did they trade Pickett?
The Raiders.
Yeah, he got shipped Raiders. Off to the Raiders for a fifth.
He was going to, but he could have been a journeyman. He could have been the successor. He could have been the successor to Big Ben, and they got. That means the Browns got two rookies and one veteran on that team, and Clinton Prime Jr.
Yeah, like, it's going to be interesting to see. Hal, I appreciate the phone call. Would Pickett have been made it over those other two? I mean, you made way for the rookies, right? But who would you – I mean, Pickett wasn't going to – was he going to make the squad there? Did they – I mean, it's obviously made sense you wanted to keep both Gabriel and Sanders, right?
First of all, shout out to Aiden O'Connell in Vegas doing me one more solid as a Purdue guy, getting hurt so I don't have to watch Kenny Pickett play for my team this year. I love you, Aiden O'Connell. No, they traded for Pickett before they signed Joe Flacco, so they had to have somebody on the roster as a veteran. Watson's out at least 4 weeks. He's probably going to be out the whole – I don't think he'll play this year. You have two rookies now. You have Flacco. You just didn't need Pickett. And then it came up. The minute the Raiders needed a backup, I told all my friends, I said, this is going to be the Kenny Pickett show. The fact that they managed to get a fifth for him when he missed the entire offseason is quite magnificent.
And who knows? When that fifth comes up, who knows who it might be? And most fifths don't make it. But you know what? You got something for nothing.
It will be a bad player. It's the Browns. But it is a better fifth than the one they gave up to get him. So I am happy about that.
All right. I got this for you. One quick one, then I got a good story for you. 94-52, off topic. You think anyone picks up Hunter Renfrow? Yeah. I feel like the Panthers, it's kind of a bad deal for him. Because the Panthers were kind of loaded at wide receiver. Somebody's going to need some help. He'll have a shot. How about that? He'll have a shot. It'll be very interesting to see what the market will be for him. But Sam, somebody's going to try to give him a shot, aren't they?
I would imagine at minimum a practice squad. Yeah. Does he want to be on a practice squad?
Yeah, that's up to him at that point in time.
But he's still probably good enough to play. Again, I think he would have made that roster if they would have pulled off a trade for Adam Thielen. But they haven't been able to agree to one. So he's still there.
Navy instructor at the Naval Academy, Colin Brady, listened this morning saying, Horvath, Captain America, come on. Yeah, I picked Navy in the the preseason show, the kickoff show, couldn't think of. And I think Navy's got a great chance.
The beauty of picking a group of five team, and I'm glad Jack brought this up, is if you're not picking Boise State, you can pretty much justify any team you want because, A, we don't know anything.
Hey, Liberty's schedule so easy. If you go undefeated, maybe it might be Liberty.
Yeah, B, it's fun to pick around. It would be fun if it was some MAC team or a Navy or an Army. Like, you can pick any of these teams, and you're not going to get much pushback from me.
All right, I got this text talking about tailgating. And it said, I can't believe you didn't mention Todd McCullough's tailgate down at Florida. Sam, let me set this for you here now. Todd McCullough played, and Todd Jr. played linebacker down at Florida. And I told you, this is when I had my recruiting magazine. I think this is 2001. I think I'm right by saying that. So the Gainesville Touchdown Club had me down. The Gainesville Sun, I wrote for the Gainesville Sun newspaper. I had about nine newspapers I wrote for. I had a syndicated column. And we're pretty big. Like, Florida was one of my number two or three subscription base. And so I became a Gator. Like, when the Florida Touchdown Club flew you down and they had it wasn't a black tie affair, but like coat and tie, you go over to the members' houses. It was a Gainesville Country Club. Like, it was really cool, right? And we would sell out every single month of our magazine at the newsstand there in Gainesville. And again, I got a bunch of stuff off of the Gainesville Sun. So they kind of took me under. Well, Todd McCullough, a friend of mine knew Todd, whose son played at Florida. And they set us up with it. Went to tailgate him one time. Went to Florida State game like three straight years. A lot of fun there, right? So my college roommate wanted to head down, and we were going to go, I think it's 2001, Florida and Tennessee. I know it's 2001 because it was after 9/11, and it was the last game of the year. They moved it back last game of the year. The winner goes to Rose Bowl, right? Well, this guy, he has us down to his house on a Friday night. He's outside of Jacksonville. And I remember reminded of it, first of all, like the spread these guys have, it was like filet mignon and scallops and lobster. Like, it's an unbelievable spread. What I remember more than anything else is, and I'm reminded of this, they owned, like, they were one of the largest landowners in North Florida. They owned something like 5,000 acres. And I remember we're sitting out in his back porch, and like, you can see for miles and not see anything from his property, out by his pool and all stuff. Anyway, he said, yeah, we own everything from here to the county line. It's like, what? Like, they own his property. Anyway, they had us down. It was awesome. The bad news was that they were passing out roses because they thought they were going to Rose Bowl in the national championship game in the pregame, and Tennessee came and hit them right in the mouth. But now, you talk about tailgating. When you tailgate with lobster and filet mignon and scallops, then and all kinds of champagnes and drinks, it was like, I'd never seen a tailgate like that. That was like what Kelsey and T Swizzle were doing for tailgates. That was unbelievable. And that was in 2001, Sam. But I remember that one now. If you could do it with one like that, I'd go broke on that one tailgate. Let's take one more open phone line segment. Don't forget, talking Georgia and Marshall. You know, Marshall won 10 games last year, and nobody knows anything about Marshall. Half their team left. Did you get those, Sam, did you get those stats I gave you about how many transfers they have? Marshall's nothing but one big transfer thing over there. And I feel bad for the coaching staff there because –
very odd offseason.
Yeah.
Some of it self-inflicted. Most of it self-inflicted.
Well, most of it. They played Russian roulette with Huff, and he called their bluff and went to Southern Miss.
Good for him.
He wanted to try and contract.
Southern Miss will probably be a good football team this year because of that.
All right, we're going to give away a couple of packages for Cooling in the Gang when we come back. We've got those tickets to give away. I'll do that. I do want to tell you about Burns Digital Media. If you want to have a better ROI, a better return on your investment with your advertising dollar, do it with Burns Digital Media. These people are awesome. And go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising page, learn about geofencing, learn about how these people can help you. They get you the big screen, the small screen, the radio. They'll take care of it for you, the direct marketing, straight to your clients, your customers, and geographically. You're going to love everything about this Burns Digital Marketing. Increase the awareness of your business. Do it with the good folks. Go to theroarfm.com and click on the advertising page. Final open phone line segment right after this.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger Tailgate Show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
America is in a health crisis, a crisis that is affecting not just strangers across the country, but you, me, friends, and family. It's a health crisis that's being caused by being overweight and so many people trying to resolve those issues with Ozempic and other drugs. But the cure for this issue is learning how to eat and think about food differently, and that's exactly what PhD Weight Loss does. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. Clients learn to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food behavioral coaching and, of course, proven science. Habits that will, in fact, last a lifetime. Sure, you could go the Ozempic route and spend $20,000 to only regain all that weight a year from now, or you go with the proven PhD Weight Loss method. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones, the GLP-1s, without any extra medication. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Services in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Services build it for you. Golf Cart Services is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber, One Time Plumber.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanamet, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. And I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Give away some tickets. So Cool and the Gang are coming to Anderson on Sunday over at the William A. Floyd Amphitheater. Doors open at 5, show is at 6. And now the tickets are free, but I'm going to give you VIP passes. So you could go and if you win these, and I'll tell you how you can do it in a second. 4 passes, early access for prime seating with no lines. You get a Cool in the Gang merchandise voucher. You get food truck voucher. You get a custom picnic basket and fireworks glasses. And so what I'm going to need for you, if you win this one, you got to call Sam. Sam is going to get your name, phone number, and email address. All right? Got that, Sam? Name, when they call in the winner here, name, number, and email address. And we give away 2 tickets today, 2 tickets tomorrow. Or pair today. So 1 winner today, 1 winner tomorrow. And I got a good one for you. So, Sam, Kulna Gang, I didn't know this. Kulna Gang started in 1964. And there's one lead singer. He's cool. And the gang, there's 37 past and current members of the gang. I didn't know that. So, Kulna Gang is a total of 38. What I want to know is, what's Kool's name? The guy who could tell us that, or the lady who could tell us that, very first one getting in touch with Sam, gonna get you some VIP tickets over to Kulna Gang Sunday. 37 members. Didn't know that was the case. Celebrate good times, come on. Yeah. Kulna Gang, 1964. From Jersey City. Didn't know that. Also known as the Soul Town Band, the New Dimensions, Cooling the Flames, anyway, good stuff. So we'll get a winner here on our phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, American Door, winning that is a lot better than American Door Masters not, giving those guys a call. But good news is if you have to call someone about your garage doors, I've got them for you. Springs break, tracks break, paneling breaks, service and repair. These guys do a great job. The motor breaks, the remote control breaks, 24-hour emergency service. American Door Masters doing a great job. The trusty experts, like a local, licensed, bonded, insured. So great friends over at American Door Masters, americandoormasters.com. 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075. If you don't win today, then you can win tomorrow. Give away two today and two tomorrow. 37 members. Let me bring in Red. And by the way, Sam, give me a thumbs up when we have a winner. That way everybody won't be holding. Red, did you know that Kool had 37 yeah. members of the gang, past and present?
Celebrate good times, man.
Celebrate good times. How you doing?
I do know who the lead singer is, but I'll let somebody else
play. Yeah, you can't go. You'll be Sunday dinner with a twist over there.
Right.
And that twist is with Kool and the Gang, so that's good, yeah.
That's right. I do know who it is, though.
I did not. I don't know why I didn't know that. Anyway.
Yeah, Kool and the Gang was, man, they were awesome back in the day.
Woo. Don't you know it.
Skate break.
Oh, man. Get the backward skate, couple skate. Then you got to reverse it. You got to go to the other side. Woo!
Just a little twist and turns.
Yeah. Oh, wanting to know if she'll you don't know if she really wants to skate with you or not. You get a little nervous going over asking to skate with you a little bit, you know? Hold her hand a little bit. Right. Oh, man.
Hey, I did shoot the duck, and I used to win it all the time.
We have a winner, by the way. If you didn't win, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But we have a winner in that one. So we'll do it again tomorrow. So anyway, study up on your Kool and the Gang. Yeah. Good stuff.
So how's it, Mickey? I got a deal.
All right.
I got Clemson 42, LSU 17.
Woo! I'm going to tell you right now, Brian Kelly would be on the hot seat if he got beat 42-17.
Well, he's on the hot seat even if he gets beat by 23-22.
Yeah.
I don't think they like him there, really.
Yeah, I can see that. I 42, I think you got a better chance of scoring 42 than you do holding them to 17, though. I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair, man.
Really?
Yeah. You know who you don't want to be, by the way, just in case that kind of stuff happens, man. You can't – if you're thinking about getting a job there, Blake Baker is their defensive coordinator. He came in last year for year one. They did a little bit better, but still gave it too many points. You don't want to be Blake Baker giving up 42 heading back down to Baton Rouge.
No. I don't think you'd want to be anybody heading back down to Baton Rouge and getting beat by that.
No, 42-17. No, take that. Clemson fans will be celebrating. It'll be a long night in Clemson if they put up
42-17. I'm just putting it out there.
All right. I like the optimism. I like it.
You first heard it here.
I like it, Red.
But, hey, Mickey, Sam, I tell you, somebody told me, Sam, why do you always share good stuff on the internet? that goes wrong in your life? And I said, yeah, things go wrong, but why do you want to keep hearing the bad stuff? That's what we do here. So we've been dealing with Melvin for 5 years, Mickey. And you can go on my page and see Melvin. And I've seen the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
But Melvin was a veteran. And he was out here struggling real bad with alcoholism.
Yeah.
Well, Melvin went down, and now he's in Columbia. He's going to AA every morning. Me and him had an hour-long talk.
Love it.
Man, this dude looks like a different person, man.
It looks like before and after pictures, but, like, not the same guy. Like, it looks like there's a body double or something.
Yeah. And, man, I'm telling you, he's doing so good.
That's great.
And so I'm just asking the board, family, just to pray for Melvin. And Tiffany got into an extended treatment program, so if she's going to be doing good, she goes to that Tuesday. And, man, it's just, if you don't give up on people, man, everybody has a chance.
No doubt. Prayers are, each one's a life, man. You're doing a great job stuff there. Yes, keep me up to date with them, too, buddy. Keep me up to date.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right,
and
my
thank
friend.
You for everything, Mickey.
No, thank you, buddy. Thank you. You're the one to give all right. through all that. Appreciate that for sure. It looks like two totally different people. Sam, we have a winner
we
for
did
the
indeed.
Contest.
We did indeed have a winner.
It is, I forgot the guy's name. Cool. Is it Robert?
Robert Coolbell.
Robert Coolbell.
You were looking for the first
yeah.
one of the singers, founding
Robert
member.
Robert Coolbell. All right. We'll give away two more tomorrow. So study up on your Cool in the Game trivia. Seminole Ted, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, it's game week, Mickey. I'm happy, man. It's been a long time coming. When you sit on a 13-0 season,
yeah.
you're excited about the next season. But I can tell you, when you rough through a 2-10 season,
woo!
Anything's gonna be better.
You ready Anything. To go? You're chomping at the bit, long man. When you're 13-1, by the way, off seasons are short. When you're 2-10, man, off season drag. Like, let's play. You got to get it to improve. Hey, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think you got a great chance. I don't understand this spread. I think you can win this game Saturday.
It's that SEC bias.
Yeah.
I honestly think three things that have to happen for Florida State to win this game. I think the Castellanos has to get at least 40 yards on the ground, and our running backs need at least another 150 yards on the ground combined. I think that if you take care of the ball, we're going to win the game. I like our receivers. I like our running backs. And, you know, having that dual-threat quarterback is going to have to force Alabama to do things differently. And their number one running back is down. I honestly think they're going to win this game 31-24, Mickey.
That would be exactly what Mike Norvell needs. That would be one that in the end would be, you know, maybe turn the program around. The new stadium, by the way, the rebuilt stadium, and it's going to be unveiled for the first time. It's going to be a lot of exciting things there. I like the wide receivers, too. I love Deuce Robinson. I love Squirrel White. I think he got a chance to now, Castellanos.
If he stays healthy.
Yeah.
He's got to stay healthy, but they love what they see out of Squirrel White. But the one thing we can't do is get blown out. Any other outcome, and it's going to be okay. But I honestly think we're going to win this game, Mickey. I think it's going to be one of your big upsets on week one. But that's all I got. Y'all, good luck this weekend. Take it to Brian Kelly. He can't win week one.
I like it. Appreciate it, Seminole Ted. Sam, am I wrong? I think this spread's 13.5. I don't get that at all. I think Florida State covers that.
I mean, I've said I think Florida State has a very good chance of winning that game outright the entire offseason.
Yeah.
So,
just don't know about these two teams. And it's in Tallahassee.
It's too big of a spread, one way or another. Yeah. I think it should be like a touchdown or 8-9, if that.
Totally agree with that.
I think Florida State could very well win this game.
Totally agree with that. And then they'll get healthy against East Texas A&M and Kent State. They got to go to Virginia. That's a big game. That Virginia on the road, and then Miami, then Pittsburgh. You got a Clemson in November. It's a doable schedule, but boy, that's a couple of big games in there after a chance to recover through all that. Roosters MGC. Let Roosters take care of you. Roosters does a terrific job. Haircut like a man. Straight razor shave. Back of the neck razor shave. Roosters does an incredible job for you. Roosters is off Pelham Road, Plaza on Pelham. Get the cut exactly like what you're looking for at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. Go to the app, go to the website, get things scheduled for you. 7-step facial would be a good little way to start off the fall at roostersmgc.com. When we come back, Dane Young's going to join us at 7, I should say at 8:05. We're going to talk Georgia and Marshall. I know nothing about Marshall. I'm looking forward to maybe seeing a bunch of Georgia players and Gunnar Stockton and see what that looks like. At 7, or I should say 8:25, Andrew Oliphant's going to join us. We're going to review the Tour Championship and preview what the Ryder Cup teams and that selections could look like. Sam Jones, Mickey Plowler, we'd love for you to join us. We have one more open phone line at the end of the hour as well. Hour number three kicks off when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.